Hi, I'm Jill Whelan.
And I'm Leah Mangum, your host on Empty Nesters. Where can I find a great makeup artist?
I know just the guy, my friend Brett Freeman, makeup artist to the stars. He is today's guest coming up on Lunchtime Conversations right here on Sunshine 96.7, Radio St. Pete, streaming worldwide.
There'll come a time when your kids will fly cool and you'll have nothing left to do.
Hey there. Welcome to Empty Nesters. I'm Jill Whelan.
And I'm Leah Mangum.
And we are so excited to have one of the top Hollywood makeup artists in all of Hollywood here with us. My new friend. My new friend, Brett Freeman. And now, okay. Yay, Brett, first of all. Yay.
Thank you. Yay. That feels appropriate.
Good.
So, go ahead. It's so cute how we met.
Oh, please tell me.
I had done a podcast, and I was looking at the comments, and I saw this comment, and it said, Jill Whelan, OMG, with like a sweet, nice face thing. And then I was like, who's that? That was so nice. And I clicked on it, and I saw that it was Brett, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to follow him.
Right.
Because he followed me, and I looked, and he is the creator of the makeup line that I use, the eyebrow pencils that I use.
Oh, wow.
So, what is the chance of that? Because I was like, oh, I have to send you. We start direct messaging.
Right, right.
Or I think I just said, you know, I want every pretty girl to use my brow line. So I was like, hey, I should send you my brow kit.
He had me at pretty.
And you were like, sent a picture of one of the pencils. And I guess you were turned onto it by
a makeup artist.
Which I love that.
Yeah. Incredible. And he was so cute. He's like, oh, it looks so well worn.
It had seen its glammy time.
It's gotten me through a lot of glam.
Okay. I love it.
We've had many guests, and I'm so nervous. First of all, I just learned about you, and I've been watching you for 2 hours last night, obsessed.
Oh.
Being a woman of this age, I was so nervous. I'm like, I don't know how to put makeup on, and I know that. But it's just like...
You look great.
But you're lovely. Great. You're so lovely. And you're so disarming. I said this to you already. But having watched your videos, I'm like, okay, well, if I don't look great tomorrow, he'll make me look better and he'll make me feel good about myself. So thank you for that. That means a lot. It really does. Because I used to wear makeup, and I'm going to tell a Jill story. Jill and I are out meeting a podcast producer. And Jill, in the middle of the conversation, just starts putting her hands all over my face. And she's like, blend.
That's friendship.
Blend. And she's like, oh, it's fine. She's like my little sister. And then she's like, there's cotton on your face. And then she said, what brushes do you use? And I got home and I went, brushes. Well, that's the cotton ball that I was using to blend.
Women in prison use cotton balls to blend. I think you live in this very fancy home. Maybe a brush or two could make its way into
you. So I pulled out my MAC brushes from 1995, and I cleaned them all off, but thanks to Jill. So thank you.
You're welcome.
That's friendship.
But oh, my goodness.
We should probably give the gravitas of some of the people that Brett has made beautiful. Jodie Foster.
Yep.
Patricia Heaton. Taylor Swift.
Beautiful.
Who else?
I'm lucky to work on
Annie Potts.
Badass
Annie
women. Potts. Annie Potts. Yeah. Another Toluca. Sarah Silverman. Lisa Kudrow.
Oh
my God. I feel like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ugh.
I feel like I've been in LA for 20 some years. I've touched probably everything.
So you know your way around a makeup brush is basically.
Yeah. Oh. And it's surreal to me because I'm like a kid from Pittsburgh. I know. It's really funny. I just... And we were talking about, like, your family is very Hollywood-centric and creative first, but you're here, so then it parlays itself. But I am fascinated by anyone that doesn't have any ties to L.A. that ends up here.
Yeah.
You know, actor, actress.
Well, I'm from Chicago originally. My husband's from Mobile, Alabama. You kind of grew up here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Northern California until I was 8, and then here in Southern California.
But not, like... actory families or Hollywood-y families. Right. So it is kind of like an outlier. Like it's sort of like this thing of, and I remember when I was like, oh, I'm going to move to LA and do photo shoots. And my dad, who was an entrepreneur, was like, oh, why do you think that you could, basically in his way, you know, why would you think you could do that? And I was like, why not me?
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
It could be. Yeah. So you know, I think that in a lot of ways you just have to have what the propellant is. Yeah, I didn't really do the math.
Right.
And thank God.
Or it would be. Yes, I would have never done
it. Or you wouldn't be here. It's a good thing that you didn't.
Yeah, I just assumed. Yeah. You know, but yeah. Also, I think you gals know when you know when you're talented. And that's like when people say like, oh, my niece wants to be a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And when I talk to them to give them advice, I always say, are you good?
Right. Right.
And if they say, well, I think so. And I...
But you're not. You're not humble. You're not good.
And by the way,
and it changes the way I talk to them.
Yeah.
But the ones are like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really need that.
Yeah.
I mean, it can border on delusion.
So many like, people. I think you need, yeah. Yeah.
Edge on delusion more than humble. Like, if you really talented people know they're talented.
Yeah.
And I think I knew.
Right.
You know,
right.
At least enough to be like, I'm as.
Right.
Good
right.
as someone else. Like, right. why not me?
Has it changed now that everyone's doing like YouTube and like TikTok tutorials? Everyone thinks they're a makeup artist and they're not. So it's got to just really be difficult for you to watch that and go, honey, I can help you. Or
yes.
I think everyone in TikTok is a professional, right?
Yeah,
no matter what it is.
Yeah. And they're making the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's.
Yeah.
Girls and guys sitting Indian style
right.
in their walk-in closet with a ring light.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in Des Moines.
Right. Right.
And they're making more money than me.
It's crazy.
So it's enraging, but also.
Yeah. Yeah. I would feel that way. I'm like, come to LA. If you want to bring it, come bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think, oh my gosh, I worked in department stores. I've worked on different types of skins and skin tones, and I'm not just a pretty girl putting makeup on myself on a filter.
Which is way different.
Right.
Which is very different.
Absolutely.
But, and I learned this also from my father, who is an entrepreneur, who kind of got a little stuck. And he was a caterer, and things started changing. He got mad at the world and was like, that's not what I do. And I thought, don't be a dinosaur.
Right.
The world is moving in this direction. Get on board.
Right. Right.
And so I can be mad about it.
Yeah.
And
which isn't going to help you.
No.
Which isn't going to help me. So I try.
Mm-hmm.
I try. I do videos. I do the social media.
They're amazing.
Thank you.
They're really wonderful.
They're really wonderful.
And you have
really
to find a way to make it interesting for you because it's immersive.
And
it's
we get to know you. You're so real and just so genuine, honestly.
Oh,
like,
thank
and
you.
And to see you work on
approachable.
Yes.
Oh,
and
he did
my makeup today, and just in case we
did a little hair makeup. So
beautiful. I know I was very jealous when you walked in. I'm like, Jill, okay.
Well, I knew when he said he was going to put my makeup on, I was like, oh, God.
Were you afraid to see
him? Hi, Leah, do you mind if I come with full Brett Graham? Do you mind at all?
It was like a wind machine when she walked in. I was like, what the hell?
It's like Beyonce. She woke up like that.
That's
you look beautiful.
Right.
Absolutely.
Gilding
gorgeous.
The lily.
Took
Gilding
him 2 hours and 45 minutes to get here and look like I just woke up. But yes, I did.
It's beautiful.
But so, okay, you actually have found a really cool niche. I mean, you do people like Taylor Swift, who's young and fabulous, but you found a really cool niche as well in working with women of a certain age.
Like us. Yeah, we need it the most.
Yeah, it is an interesting thing of working with actresses. I think Patricia Heaton was the first that I started working with.
Right.
And I've been working with her since. I met her in the late 90s now. So I've seen her grow into a full-grown woman.
Sure.
But she was always very interested in looking current.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that was something. It wasn't like, I do actresses for publicity or red carpet or if they do a magazine shoot. So I did a series where it was like, oh, make her look like a housewife and then just watch it all day.
The middle? That's,
no, I didn't do the middle.
Oh, you didn't do
so, but years ago I did the show and I thought, that wasn't interesting to me. Like, I was like, oh, I still wanted to keep up with trends and to see what's going on. And so I do. I love my red carpet and that's sort of been my niche is then working with women of a certain age, maybe keeping them like, oh, we're doing sunset blush now. We're doing a little dewy. Like, little ways of keeping it, you know.
Sunset blush, write that down.
Oh, yes. Huge trend right now, sunset blush. I think that in a weird way, your clients are a reflection of you.
Right.
And I remember I did this pop singer who's notorious diva. And I did her for a little while, right. And then it just sort of didn't stick. And I understood the people she wanted around her were very dramatic and being this, and don't make them wait. You're fine. Mm. I'm kind of... So my clients are kind of like me.
Right.
Like, I think that they're... is, and I guess I always say I was born a 75-year-old Jewish man. You know, I was like a rule follower and on time and, you know.
Me too.
Always,
professional, yeah.
So that, I'm, and that's who I work with, which is great. Like people that are solid and you know, I'm still kind of blown away by when I'm asked back. I'm right. just like, oh my gosh, because I respect you and what you do and you look at me as an extension of that. That's huge.
Right.
That's amazing. And so, okay, so let's get into what, because you, I mean, I'm so pleased with what you did. You make me look like I'm me, but the filter version of me, they look fresh. You know what I mean?
Like you a little more, good. Well, that's good. And it's always doing someone, I always say, doing someone's makeup for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like I've never done your makeup. Right. I feel like I've seen your evolution of being made up by other people. For the years, but it's like hitting a hole in one on the moon. Mm. Like, and that's why the whole time I kept saying, like, look at this and tell me if you like this and what works for you, what doesn't. Because I want it to go well. I want you to say that. So, and someone like you is more difficult because you've seen your face a lot of different ways. You've had a lot of different artists touch it. You know what works, what doesn't. So the pressure's on, you know, so I'm glad that you were happy. But I think that, I think that it's also a thing where I work with very attractive women for the most part. Right. So sometimes if I work on someone that's like a little, kind of just like a little lower key looking, I'm really doing some, you know, I'm really creating.
Some magic,
and
right.
people are like, oh, she looks great. You know, whereas like someone gorgeous, I'll just do a few things. And people are like, oh my God, like what's that lipstick? What's that stuff? It's like, it's the palette. So I feel like when people are like, your work is so great. It's like a lot of times it's
right.
the palette is really good. But that being said, I've seen it all twice. I've seen red carpets from, you know, all over Europe to here. I know lighting, I know all the stuff. So, and how to get in front of stuff and things. And you can't buy experience.
No.
You really cannot. And that's why I feel for some of these influencers that are getting jobs and, you know, are showing up and they have lots of followers and stuff. Because, you know, it's like, will that powder reflect the flash?
Right.
Will that there's stuff like in the trenches? And so I have to remind myself that there, that is currency.
Sure.
And that that is valid.
Absolutely.
And keep in touch with that in my mind. Cause it is, it's like in any field, especially a creative field, it's so competitive.
Yeah.
You're comparing yourself to what, you know,
such, esoteric things.
Yeah.
It's really...
Yeah.
So for women of our age, what... Do you have like a couple of tips? Like what is appropriate for us? Is a cat eye appropriate?
And what's the biggest mistake? Yeah. That's what I want to know. Like,
First of all, everyone looks so good now. Like nowadays. Everyone's moisturizing.
Yeah.
Everyone's sunscreening. Everyone's...
Yeah. And if they're not, you'd better.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Get on it. Little things like I like tinted moisturizer over, I always say watercolor over oil paint. And I think that doing sort of a sheer, maybe spot, you know, do it all over with a tinted moisturizer and then any dark spots or anything, then go in with a fuller formula, conceal it, rather than trying to
erase,
mask. To use like, and right now there is a huge trend with all these very opaque matte makeups, but I, like I said, the watercolor thing is, you know, try to do stuff that feels a little dewier.
Right.
Do you feel that for women of our age, because I think when we at this age try to put on like a full coverage foundation, that it just ages us.
Yeah, it settles in the lines. Right. And it, so that's also know where you're going. So like you just went to your reunion. So in something like that, you are going to be photographed. Mm-hmm. Probably by people with their iPhones and stuff and things, and you're going to be, but it's more of a casual, it's not a red carpet event.
Right.
So a lot of times, I will put sort of very full coverage, because right. more people will see a red carpet photo than the people that are seeing them at the sure. event.
And the you folks know, like at my high school reunion.
yeah, like at your thing, you want to look great to right. the people
to the
that
people
are
in
really,
front of you.
Yes, but nice too for the photo. So you can do something that's not as perfect.
Right. And you know, have to think editorially. To
yeah. Yes, exactly. So you would do something like Dewey, probably something you did do, you right. know, that doesn't. So there is a fine line, because if someone's presenting at an award show,
right.
Millions of people are watching.
And frankly, they've got a makeup artist right there to make sure
yeah,
there's nothing
exactly.
settling
someone
in
right
the
on
line.
Stage, exactly. ready to
yeah,
give
them. Yeah,
it's
like people in Des Moines don't think about the fact that, yeah, they're putting on a full foundation, but they don't have Brett yeah. right there to follow
exactly.
behind.
And that's my weak mm-hmm. spot of being a male makeup artist, is I'm not in the trenches wearing mm-hmm. makeup. I mean, I have bronzer and stuff on today.
Right, right.
But I always said, female makeup artists, now things are different. Men right. are wearing full-on makeup, sure. you know, and things. Right. At the time I was coming up, uh-huh. Women. So if you were a makeup artist and I was an actress and right. you came in to do my makeup, I would look at you and I would be like, she's going to do that to me.
Right.
So if you have a lot on,
yeah.
and that's not my world.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
If you're not wearing enough and I'm right. wanting a Kardashian eye, uh-huh. I'm not, there's judgment. I walk in. And they have no idea.
No idea.
What, maybe from how I'm dressed. Like, oh, is he going to do something sort
funny.
Of? Yeah, so there were benefits, and then there were, you know, I always said if someone, like when someone say, what foundation's great? I was right. like, ask a girl makeup artist.
Right, 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 right.
Because she's trying them on herself. She's saying, I can't, to your point, uh-huh. I don't see how it wears all day.
Yes.
Because I'm touching it up constantly during a shoot and right. adding and, you know, smoothing out. So you're exactly right. There is a difference. That's why I say go into, I love Ulta.
Uh-huh.
And nothing against Sephora. Ultas tend to be in plazas.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole front is windows.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
That's yes. very interesting.
I say go into Ulta, male or female, uh-huh. look around. See who looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Not the most attractive. Doesn't have to be the most attractive.
Right, right.
Someone that, like, blended, looks good, looks like they know what they're doing.
Right.
And ask them.
That's great.
Look at it in the light, in the natural light. It's not mall lighting.
Right.
If you have special
right.
foundations and concealers.
Could you tell me about your products?
Oh, yes.
Love to know. Honestly,
yes.
I know. Because I love brows, and I'm scared
to death. Well, we'll have to send you. You'll have to
horrified.
Be a Brett Brow gal.
Oh, I love it.
Which I think we're changing it to Brett Brow Human now, because we have a lot of male.
That's right.
Oh,
that's,
yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think that I'd had, like, in the late 2008,
uh-huh.
2010s, I was just getting lots of deals with, like, Revlon and Neutrogena and Lancome, like, because I worked with actresses.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, they're paying me all this money to talk about my product. What if I had my own?
Right.
What if
right.
I said I used, you know, a NARS lipstick and a, you know, Laura Mercier foundation and a Brett
yeah.
Friedman pencil?
Right. That's the entrepreneur that you got from your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also, like, the cynical Jew. It's like, oh, it's going to be over.
Right.
You need a
right.
backup plan at every at every turn. So I thought, this is something I can age into, and maybe it would help me. So
and you'd help
was,
us. Like, that's
yeah.
the, like, seriously,
yeah, and
we need
help.
I was
always good at brows. Like,
yeah.
And I was really
yeah.
into brows, and I thought, that's my, again, it's like something organically
right.
that, like,
right.
what's my point of difference? Because I was kind of like, the world doesn't need another makeup line. But when I started my line 15 years ago, uh-huh. It was Anastasia. Was
mm-hmm.
it? Now everyone's in the brow biz.
Right,
And I, luckily, I'm in the game too. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was the catalyst of it. What I did learn is not everyone should own a business.
Right.
Because
right.
the stuff I knew about and the stuff that was fun to me
yeah.
took about, you know, 2 months to figure out. And then the rest is shipping and
yeah.
trademarking and
yeah.
all these things.
All the not fun things.
Yeah.
You need your dad to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So then, you know, you just get someone business minded,
mm-hmm. right.
you know, your little spies in your
sure.
friend group, or you hire them and they help you.
Right.
What's the best thing if I'm, like, running out the door and I might see a neighbor? Like, what do I do? Do I do the brow? Do I do the lips? Do I do a base? Like,
what
if I have 30 seconds on the way out, like, what do I grab? Which one do
yeah.
I grab?
I would say, okay, so NARS has a stick
uh-huh.
and it's like a fat in the color. It's Orgasm.
Okay.
It's the shade. It's like a peachy.
Okay.
Kind of
okay.
Pinky. I love that for cheeks, lips, put a little on the eyelid, or a bronzing stick. Everyone makes these fat, chubby bronzing sticks. Okay. I think that is something you can sort of throw on.
Sure.
And put on your lip, put it on your cheek, and it brings a little interest.
And blend.
The fest.
Thank you, Jim.
And not with a cotton ball. Please.
I'm done with the cotton balls.
Or we're inclusive. With a
maybe
cotton
you can
ball.
Make
whatever
me
gives
one.
Your joy.
Can you design a cotton ball for me?
Yes, exactly.
Need a Brett cotton ball.
That doesn't shed.
For the ladies like me who's driving kids to school with coffee spilling on me, I need a Brett cotton ball.
But you're not driving them to school anymore, so now you can graduate to a brush.
This is true. Back to brushes. Like a lady, not even a big girl. Like a person. Like a human.
But that's another thing. Yeah. Like with me as a makeup artist, I did a mascara that tanked.
Right.
We took it to New York and showed it all the beauty editors, and they're like, ugh.
Right.
I, as a makeup artist, like with Jill today, we do a little mascara, do the other eye, let dry a little, do the next layer,
right.
Curl a little. I build.
Mm.
And finally, a beauty editor said, you will not sell this mascara, and I'm going to tell you why. And thank goodness there are people that speak to us plainly. Everyone else is like, we love it. Like,
right.
Then didn't write about it. She said that the wiper is too tight, which I had them do. Because I was like, I hate wiping off a goopy thing. Because she's like, no, most gals are rushing out the door. They goop it on and then spread it around.
They're not taking
the time to do.
Yeah.
So you're not an artist. You're an artist. So for you.
I do it differently. Yeah. And that's where my artist privilege. I think everyone does it like I do it.
Right.
But actually, statistically. And so you do have to, you have, that's where I was like, get in tune with what people are doing.
Yeah.
If you're selling it to people. If I'm selling it just to makeup artists, because it is true, makeup artists love the mascara.
Right.
But you can't.
You have to know
what
people's limit is into terms of what they're going to commit to.
Yeah, it's
and
commitment.
You want it to go well. You want something that people, that solves a problem.
And no one wants to say, like, you walk out the door, like, I see a friend, she's beautiful, she comes down the street, I'm like, oh, you look gorgeous. She's like, I just threw this on. Like, everybody wants to say, and like,
it's
having
effortless.
That big ass stick and just throwing it on, with or without a cotton ball.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it gives you that little bit of, like, look what I did. You know what I mean? Like,
because, little swagger.
And if we took more time, we wouldn't do it like you did, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
So it's no one, I mean,
so at least we can say, oh, we tried.
Like a little thing. Yeah. I always say like my top things are like curl your lashes, curl your eyelashes.
Don't do that. I don't. You do.
I do.
I know you do.
Curling lashes, even if you don't put mascara on, it just
oh my gosh,
gets
that's a fabulous
line,
see?
Yeah. That makes a huge thing. A
Thank
touch
you.
Of
More.
Women of a certain age. Here's one thing that I always say, how do you put on concealer? And they'll be like, oh, and they dot it and wipe it.
Uh-huh.
Too much.
Okay.
You want it just in this dark area. It's not dark over here.
That's true.
And this is where you're like, you just want it in this little V.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you can do it with a smaller brush, with a fuller formula, tart shape tape.
Yeah.
Obsessed with it.
Oh, my tart shape tape.
Okay.
And that's at Ulta, talking about if you want to match your skin, get in front of that natural light with someone, you know, your little spy there.
That's great.
And yeah, so that's something, because it's true. It just rests in the in the
And
thing.
I'm guilty of that. Now I feel, I got a bad grade.
Now you've learned, see, it's something to take home.
This is so fabulous.
Oh,
these things are
MAC
so wonderful.
MAC makes two pencils that have been in my kit for 20 years. Teddy, it's a dark brown that has a little shimmer.
Okay.
And Power Surge. It's like a bronze.
And they're eyeliners?
They're eyeliners.
Okay.
They're wax eyeliners. Women of a certain age, young women, everyone benefits from a little bit of a light reflective eyeliner.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It just adds a little depth.
Mm.
It just looks modern. It looks a little, it gives that sort of J-Lo kind of dewy, but to the lash line. So it's a missed opportunity. If you're using just a flat brown liner.
There we go.
Go
I did not
for
know
something
that.
I
a
am.
Little bit. And you can do it if you love black.
Yeah.
They make sort of these gunmetal-y blacks that also have shimmer.
Teddy
Teddy and Power Surge.
Power Surge.
MAC.
Okay.
They'll be in their line forever because they're amazing. Julep, there's this new line of makeup called Julep.
Okay.
With a J. And they do these pencils too that have, they have like a, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a chocolate brown.
Ooh, okay. Little,
and they're like $12 each.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Lip lining, because some women like to do a dark liner and then a lighter
lip,
which
I hate. Do we still lip line? Are we still lip lining?
We are still lip lining, okay. But you're not just doing the line, you're filling in the whole lip.
Okay, so the whole thing's filled.
Yeah,
okay.
Because mm-hmm. you don't want that line. And I tend to use a lighter gloss, so I'll fill in with the pencil, okay, the whole, okay. Like on you.
Yep,
I did,
yeah, we
did Tiramisu by Rimmel.
Ooh,
and then I did
so
just like a, I think a Dior shimmer gold gloss over
okay.
top.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that apricot and uh-huh. peaches
okay.
are great, and they're the unsung shade. For a lot of gals, I think okay. that everyone kind of goes to pink and stuff.
Sure.
I apricots, salmon
that warmer
colors.
Tone.
Yes, it feels beachy. It's unusual. It's not as sweet as pink.
Right.
So and pink can go
like
blue.
Pink can go blue.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch this and listen to this again with a pad, a notepad. I'm going to write down every single
too.
Thing. I'm so excited.
But
okay.
you're doing, what you're doing is your lip color a little more of it. What is that? That you're wearing on your lip now?
Found it in my drawer.
Okay.
I think it's a little Maybelline.
Okay. But it's like, that's also really, right. like I do Sarah Silverman. She loves her lip color a little more vivid.
Right.
And we do the same lip as on the cheek. She
right.
likes that
right.
beachy, healthy, kind of right. snow whitey. So that's an option too.
Okay.
At night, just throw a little gold gloss on that.
Okay.
Now dress it up a little.
Thank you. I did something almost right.
I told you guys he's amazing.
Oh my
I told
gosh,
you.
Incredible.
I'm telling you. I'm so glad you're here,
thank
Brett.
You
thank
so
you so much.
Oh my gosh, for coming.
And so fun.
So
exciting.
Your Instagram, so people, or your TikTok is.
Oh yeah. So all of them are Brett Glam. Brett Glam.
And can you get your pencils there? Can you get your...
Yeah, brettglam.com.
And Kiss Doctor
check
there,
check it
too.
Out. Yeah, and Dr. Kiss, my
Dr.
little...
Kiss.
I have a lip balm because
oh.
I wanted something
you tell us
that
the
I
lip
could
balm?
Use every
real quick.
Day.
Oh, what is
oh
it?
Yeah, and has it's fun. It's in a little capsule, so uh-huh. it looks... But it's actually real stevia sweetened.
Mm-hmm.
It's a satin finish balm that gives a little bit... Remember that Mood lipstick ingredient?
Yes.
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 It has 4% of that. So,
oh.
But like...
It does taste. Now I know what's. Has,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it has like a little taste.
It.
Yeah, it has
yeah.
a sweet
that.
Taste,
yeah.
and then it gives a little lift of color, like a cherry chapstick. So it's great under.
Oh,
so it's a big trend, like with the matte lipsticks now. I said, oh, do a little Dr. Kiss under. It gives your lips a little color.
Oh, that's.
And
great.
Then you do can do something matte over top, but there's something underneath.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we met.
Thank
I
you.
Love you.
Oh,
you're amazing.
This is you're
fabulous.
Amazing too.
Thank you so much for
thank
doing this
you.
For us.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. You guys are awesome.
Thank
and
you.
Now we know how we should look.
I'm so excited. I'm loving this. I'm going to Ulta.
I know.
Very
I know.
Soon. Yeah.
Thanks everybody. Next
thank
time.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks guys. And you have nothing left to do.